Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now I can bring you some breaking news from the courts in the case against Conor McGregor, the civil case. Nikita Hand has won her case against Conor McGregor, and the jury found that his friend James Lawrence did not assault her, and that is the latest from the courts.
Now, welcome back here to Mermaid Arts Theatre in Bray, here in the four-seat Wicklow constituency. Candidates here must traverse an area stretching from here in Bray down through Greystones, Newtown Mount Kennedy, and then into Wicklow Town, across through Roundwood and over to Blessington and down to Baltinglass. Our reporter Barry Lenehan joins us. And Barry, this is one of the most hotly contested constituencies in the country.
We're not far from the famous Bray seafront, to many big political sharks swimming around here in the waters. We're sitting close to the constituency office of Taoiseach Simon Harris, also that of Sinn Féin front bench spokesperson Johnny Brady. Fianna Fáil's Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is a TD here too, as are the Green Party's Stephen Matthews and Social Democrats' Jennifer Whitmore. Five TDs but only four seats as this constituency loses territory to the new Wicklow Wexford. So one TD will definitely be handed their P45 by the electorate, with some suggesting two could go, as Simon Harris looks to bring in a running mate in Edward Timmins and prove local doubters wrong after the so-called Harris Hop didn't transfer to his native Greystones in the local elections. While an independent who said he was shafted by Fine Gael, Shay Cullen, he's also tipped to go well. That's six with you after five, but on the streets of Bray earlier, one issue at the forefront of all voters' minds.
I'd say housing, but that's it.
Because I have two adult children, so housing will be... So I'm going to, I've been watching the debates at night, so whoever's promising the best deal will be getting their vote. My daughter is 30, and she lives at home still, so I find it very hard to get a house. My son lives abroad, so he had to travel away to get his own place. You know, I wish that people could just stay at home.
Where did he have to travel to?
He's in the Netherlands, so, but he could get a job there. Even though he could have had a good job here, he wouldn't have been able to afford his own place here. So over there he can afford his own place. You know, I'll have to have a sit down this weekend and a good think about things. I haven't fully decided yet. You know, I'm trying to give everybody a chance. You know, there's pros and cons to them all, I suppose, but who I'm going to believe now is going to be the deciding one. It would be nice to have a change.
Do you think a different policy might bring the son back home?
No, I don't think so. He's marrying a Dutch girl now, so I think I've lost him to the... But no, I think it's very difficult on adult children. They're fine. And like two good jobs, and they still can't seem to get on the property ladder.
For me, childcare. Yeah, absolutely, childcare, the cost of it. There's some of the manifestos have promised to do some things about it, but, you know, is it ever going to be enough? I don't know. You hear it being said about it being a second mortgage, but it truly is a second mortgage. It really, really is, you know. There's a hard choice you made a lot of time for a lot of families. I'm fortunate enough, both myself and my wife both work, but we did have that conversation around one of us stay home and mind the kids and one of us go out to work.
A lot of the parties are making promises around childcare. Are you hearing anything that's sticking out?
No, I mean, like, there are promises around, oh, it'll be capped at €200 per child and, you know, a certain amount per child. For example, there was a recent increase only a matter of weeks ago in terms of what was available for childcare from the budget, right? However, the creches then come along and increased their prices to match it. So it's kind of, it's chicken and egg stuff really at this point, you know?
What about supply? Was it hard to get the place even aside from the cost?
No, I mean, look, so we've three, and we've three of them kind of, we're all in and out of it at some point. Two of them are still there, and we were left with a predicament where one was in and one wasn't in, and we had to leave one out for 6 months whilst keeping the place for the other one. So it was very difficult. And that's 6 months is lucky.
I suppose, like everything, housing, I think we're reasonably well off. I think the government done reasonably well, to be honest with you, you know, considering the last few years. So.
And why housing? Is it a particular pinch point here in Wicklow and Bray?
In Bray, yes. We have a lot of homes. A good few people, like the Ukrainians, got houses and our own people didn't.
Housing, really, for people. Not that we're in trouble, but like I have members of my family that will never be able to afford to buy a house or be housed. I suppose young people coming up, really.
And are you hearing anything from the candidates during the campaign that things might change?
I suppose it's a bit of rhetoric. We're not really sure. How would they solve that problem?
That's voters in Bray speaking to you earlier, Barry. What about the rest of the constituency then? What are people saying?
A quirk of the result here in 2020, Sarah, was that all five TDs were based either here in Bray or not far down the road in Greystones, leaving a vast swathe of this constituency with no TD on their own patch. And further down south, some voters feel somewhat left behind. Different issues, immigration as we see this week in Newtown, Mount Kennedy, farming and more rural issues, while in Wicklow Town, when I was there earlier on, matters of infrastructure to the fore.
I mean, I do agree with everything about the housing and the young people not being able to afford it and all like that. But other than that, I think the government done us all very good. Like, they helped us through with electric and they helped us with a lot of things during COVID and everything.
I think they're all out for one thing, just to get more money out of us. I'd love to say I knew exactly who to vote for, but I even took that quiz. You know, the one you can get on. Yeah, no, it didn't help. I still didn't know. I'd go for local politicians, obviously, hoping that they'd look after our area. Really, I think things are so bad now with housing, it's just mushroomed everywhere. I work up in Rathdrum in the hospital, and the amount of housing estates around there, and there's just no amenities for schools or anything like that. They're all really in a pickle, even for childcare. Other than that, now I don't know. A pity anyone going to Dublin, because I know the N11 is mental.
Most of what I'm hearing is focused around housing, which is important, but I think that here in Wicklow, there's a lot of housing being built. I think that that problem is being tackled slowly but surely. But I think that coming down the tracks, there's going to be a lot of problems for the country if we don't solve energy grid problems and transport problems.
Transport, local transport, i.e. the DART and trains. And, you know, we haven't got the DART coming into Wicklow, and that's a big, you know, kind of disadvantage for all the commuters and stuff like that. So
it's been long promised, hasn't it?
Long promised. Yeah, that would be a great asset for Wicklow. We just need local transport and amenities for all the people of Wicklow, yeah.
I'd say infrastructure and GPs all around the town, in Wicklow town, is just not enough, especially with the growing population. Then we build more houses. I wish there was a bit more competence with the finances on both everyone, but what can you do? We can't just be spending, we have to save, especially with Donald Trump. You don't get to enough said about Wicklow Town, a county town with very little in transport. You get 3 buses into Wicklow, and that's if you're lucky, and they could be filled up. And then you have a train that doesn't come every hour and it's full up. And we just need more transport, because they're building more houses and we just don't have the infrastructure.
And that's voters in Wicklow Town, ending Barry Lenehan's report. We'll hear from 6 of the candidates in this constituency after 5 o'clock.